Southwest Airlines. What deal did Southwest Airlines cut with the government?
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to look up Southwest Airlines. I would tell you guys this. Their deal is a little bit more convoluted, but it's still the same deal. We stroll all the way down here to Note 13. So if you want to look this up, this is on their 10Q filings on Note 13. All right, where is it at? Where are you at? Don't you try to hide from me. I know you're there. Here you go. It's 11. Where is it at? Oh. I need to get me a remote mic, too. Then after this, I'm going to open up the lines. Where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at? I think I must have strolled by it. Let me look. Let me see. Subsequent event. Subsequent event. That's what it says there on 13. So essentially, okay, on April 20th, the company reached a deal with the Department of the Treasury. Blah, 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 blah. So they're going to get $3.2 billion. Sorry about that. They're going to get $3.3 billion for the company to provide in Promising Act. Only $948 million is an unsecured term loan to the company and warrants to purchase up the aggregated 2.6 million shares of the company. So essentially, Southwest Airlines got $3.3 billion. They only have $9.48 million in unsecured loans. So right there, they're paying back less. In return, they're going to give up $2.6 million shares of their company. Warrant. They're going to give $2.6 million shares of their company in warrants back to the Department of Treasury. On April 21st, 2020, the company received, they already got $1.6 million, and they got $1.6 million, and they got $1.6 billion, $459 million is unsecured loans, and they got 1.3 million shares of the company stock. The remainder of the funds are expected to be distributed to the company and the additional warrants to be expired by May 2020. So they're going to get more money. They say they got $1.6 billion of the $3.3 billion. They got half of the money already, half of it is stock, and in return, they issued 1.3 shares worth of warranties. Now, here's the deeper part about their situation. Also, pretty much they're just going to go in. They're going to give the government the right to be able to buy their shares for $36.47. $36.47, the government can buy their shares all the way until 5 years. The government, and within the next 5 years, the government can pay $36.47 for Southwest Airlines shares, 260 million, 2.6 million worth. Now, the catch is what they're doing in return for getting the loan, they have an option. Either they can pay their loan off in cash early for the same percentage, 1%, or they can just repay with warrants. So Delta took out loans, a $1.6 billion loan, and gave up warranties. But Southwest Airlines, only they took out, their loan is way less. They almost took out about $700 million less than Delta did. They owe less money back to the government, and then they don't even have to pay it back because they can issue warrants to the government. They have the option. They can pay their debt off with warrants, or they can pay their debt off with cash, right? So hands down, just for the fact of their repaying of their loan, one, Southwest took less money. They owe less money in loans, and the, in their contract or what they're saying, they can pay their money back in warrants, and the government can buy their stocks for $36.47. Anytime in the future for the next 5 years. So they gave up less. They owe less, and they gave up less than Delta. Delta took on more debt than Southwest Airlines. So whoever ran that deal, somebody was speaking about Delta's fleet is older. Guess what? whoever managing Southwest Airlines is doing a better job than Delta. They negotiate a better deal. Every time the government gives them money, they're going to get a government warranties instead of money. They don't have to pay back as much money that Delta has. Delta, they just say, hey, we're going to pay back $1.6 billion. That's in the next 10 years. That's what they got to pay back. Southwest Airlines don't even pay anything back. They can pay it back in warranties. And if they did have to pay it back, there's only $948 million in loans at 1%. They got the same percentage. 1% for the first, they, both of them got the same percentage. Southwest just took a whole lot less, and they have an option to where they can pay it back off of just pre-loans. So there we go. So ladies and gentlemen, now that we know that, we're going to get into the winner.